Now, we already have thousands of cameras all over New York City, but could more surveillance be on the way? Mayor Bloomberg predicts security cameras and even spy drones will keep chipping away at our personal space. CBS 2's Alice Gaynor is live in Times Square with why this has some people concerned. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning. If you constantly feel like you're being watched, chances are you probably are, at least if you're on the streets here in New York City. And it may not end with those mounted cameras you see up and around the city here. There is talk now of possibly using drones. You've seen the cameras attached to light poles around New York City streets, a constant reminder that someone is always watching.
Everybody wants their privacy, but I don't know how you're going to maintain it.
And Mayor Bloomberg says it seems it may not end with mounted cameras.
It's just we're going into a different world, uncharted, and like it or not, what people can do or governments can do is different, and you can, to some extent, control, but you can't keep the tides from coming in.
And what the tide may be bringing in are drones, unmanned aircraft that can shoot live video.
What's the difference whether the drone is up in the air or on the building?
I mean,
intellectually, I'd have trouble making a distinction.
Drones are being used by law enforcement in other cities. This is video out of Poland filmed by a drone hovering above a huge protest. The drone can capture details like faces and license plate numbers. Back here in Manhattan, the New York Civil Liberties Union has documented nearly 2,400 surveillance cameras and says the idea of drones are a huge concern.
It's disappointing that the mayor exhibits such disdain for the legitimate concerns of New Yorkers about their privacy. None of us expects that we'll go unseen when we're out on the street, but we also have a right to expect that the government isn't making a permanent record.
And something worth mentioning, the NYPD has integrated their security cameras with private companies in Lower Manhattan in a program known as the Ring of Steel. So it seems the only way for right now to stay out of the view of Big Brother is to stay inside. We are live in Times Square. Alice Gaynor, CBS 2 News.